You're listening to the Shared Security Show, exploring the trust you put in people and technology with your hosts, Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. Welcome to this episode of the Shared Security Show, and joining me this week is special guest Aaron Czar, who is the Director of Disconnection and founder of Silence. Welcome back to the show, Aaron.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Good to be back. Quite a title, huh?
Yes, I stole that from your email signature.
Yeah, we like to have a little fun, and at the end of the day, that's what we're providing people is a suite of tools to disconnect themselves. So, and I am the director.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it's all about, is disconnection, especially in this day and age. And I did want to say that you've been on the podcast before, and that was way back in 2019, which seems like a lifetime ago, considering how much has changed in the world, and I think with your company as well, right?
Yeah, certainly. I'm a repeat offender. Been on the podcast before, and yeah, it's been great. We've had really good conversations, even as of late, that people remember that specific podcast about Faraday bags and Silent. I think we were Silent Pocket just then in 2019 on the transition to becoming Silent, which we are now. So yeah, well, thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I did want to mention too, you just put up a video on YouTube of you driving your truck over one of your products to test a Faraday product. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that video.
Sure. Yeah. It is. One of our partners, and we're making some really robust USA made products that are also Berry compliant. So we serve.
Nice.
Yeah, the military is massive, but you know, this SOCOM, you know, it makes up 10% of that. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of customers within SOCOM, the Air Force, Navy, Army. So we're making these really robust waterproof submersible bags that also have embedded Faraday components to them. And I was told a long time ago that these things could be ran over by a car. So it just came time to run it over with the company van.
Nice.
So it's you know, big full-size Ford van, and yeah, I filled it up with air, set it down, had all my equipment in there. You got to really trust your products, and ran it over, and it held up fine. Just kind of twisted a little bit, but yeah, it's great. We, on that specific product, it's our USA made silent submersible Faraday bag, and it's double coated RF welded, so the whole it's seamless and has a big YKK zipper that pops into place, but on the outside it's covered in nylon, so it looks like a normal backpack, very robust, but normal backpack. And you kind of peel it open, and you can see what the materials are really going on. And yeah, it does it all. Blocks all the wireless signal. We have all the testing on that, and it lasts a lifetime.
That's so awesome. Yeah,
some fun products as of late.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I was in the Marines, so I can attest to how we beat all kinds of equipment every day. That's kind of our job, is to destroy things. So that's a testament to your products. If they can hold up with the military, then they'll hold up the regular consumer too. So
yeah. We don't. I mean, our focus over the years has been on our direct to consumer growth as a brand, being Silent, releasing beautiful products that can empower the individual. But through those efforts, we've grown to a level where we've established relationships with different parts of the military. And now we're making products where the use cases, if they have to hold up in harsh environments and elements, they have to, you know, tune into RF signature management, emissions management, and really, how am I controlling my tablet, my laptop, and my phone from not emitting signal? Because what's happening right now is pretty alarming. Like, you know, what's people landing in different countries, and drones are sniffing them out, and it's becoming life and death. So, we take it seriously. We also have a lot of fun. And so, hey, if we need to run over a few products with our laptops inside, then so be it.
That's right. I love
it. I'm on the same laptop right now, so we're good.
Hey, awesome. And it still works. That's great.
Yeah, works great.
So so maybe we could talk a little bit about Faraday technology, because I'm interested in your opinion. Obviously, you run a company that sells Faraday products, but why is it still relevant today? I know it definitely was just a couple of years ago, but it sounds like even more so now, the need for a Faraday product is just so important for people to have.
Yeah, it's old tech, essentially. You know, the concept of a Faraday cage, and you know, anyone that wants to look up Michael Faraday and the roots of it, but how we've adopted that term into a mobile Faraday bag, which isn't grounded to the earth, but it's relevant today because everything emits radio frequencies. So since everything operates on RF, whether it's your every single device, then that's an opportunity to be exploited, or there's cyber attacks or GPS locationing, triangulation. Like, there's a lot of different walks of life where having the ability to shut down all those radios with a drop into a bag is really important. So whether it's digital forensics for law enforcement or military operations, government, enterprise, I mean, we've outfitted every, I think I can say this publicly, we've outfitted every member of Palantir. So every employee of Palantir has a silent sleeve, so they could have that, the power in their hand of this like very sleek, discreet textile, but have kind of this quick, easy method of dropping off the grid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important, especially, you know, government or military, you know, dignitaries, everybody that is doing things that they don't want to be tracked, but also consumers, right? Tracking is still a huge problem. And one thing I really like about your products is that they can be used to, of course, disconnect, right, from the electronic world, even for a temporary time. I mean, I remember I've taken your Faraday sleeve on hiking trips and other things where I know I need to take my phone, maybe for an emergency or something like that, but I just stick it in the bag and I know that it's disconnected. And it kind of helps me just get back to nature and other things that are a little more important than checking your device constantly.
Yeah, well, I would back that comment up big time. I mean, it's funny, you could walk into the woods now and you still get service.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So,
it's ridiculous. So, yeah, you know, we're kind of founded on three pillars: silence, privacy, security, and health. And on the health component, you know, there's EMF radiation emitted from your devices, which being able to block, that's important. But mental health and just general relationship with device is paramount. I mean, I think we've seen through what happened over the pandemic and, you know, higher rates of suicide in teens and social addiction, and like how we are glued into these devices is really warping how we operate as a society. And so we've recently, or it was about a year ago, we launched a digital detox program. And we offered people, hey, here's the tools, here's a guide, a free guide, and utilizing our products or not, but how to chip away and like regain, say, 10 hours a week to yourself, not mindless scrolling and really becoming a slave to these devices. So it's a constant battle. And if you want to, you know, work at it, you got to work at it. Just like in your field, you know, more focused on security and privacy. It's like, that's a full-time job if you want to, you know, depending on the role that you're in, you're like, maybe scrubbing yourself from the internet could be a full-time job.
Yeah, if that's even possible these days, right? Yeah. Being anonymous on the internet, it's the elusive thing that some, you know, people that take their privacy to kind of the extreme, right? But I think, you know, products like yours are just, you know, they should be, I kind of call them standard issue, right? For people that, you know, just, I mean, we've talked about attacks with key fobs and, you know, cars being stolen. And there are just so many different types of attacks that honestly affect, you know, regular people as well. They're not always people with high-end cars. I mean, everything has a key fob these days, right?
Yeah.
And so it's another area too that we see that there's so much wireless in the world, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Sadly, no. It's only going to progress. And, you know, there's so much great convenience, and like technology is awesome. But I think it was about 5 years ago, I told myself, I'm like, the phone I'm holding right now, this iPhone's perfect. Like, why does it need to go anywhere else or anywhere beyond? But that's just not our energy and focus, it seems, at least for the US, is like, let's put all our energy into making software that's better, that optimizes this, where I think there's an overlooking of a lot of serious problems globally that could, that warrant a lot more attention. So anyways, our goal as a company is just to make beautiful products that everyday people could adopt into their life. We just launched a collaboration with PackSafe. It's a PackSafe silent collaboration for an everyday backpack and a crossbody sling. Super sleek products. They're minimal. But on the inside, we have our patented Faraday sleeves that unclip and clip in with fidlocks.
Nice.
Really fun, like magnetic pop in, makes a nice sound. So we're leaning in that direction, as well as making products that you don't have to be a privacy, security, or health enthusiast. But you could have these beautiful products that have a huge value add compared to just a regular backpack, or a brand that makes really high end, cool looking stuff, but maybe they don't hold up for a year and they don't have any utility to them. So we're kind of balancing in that accessory space and want to make beautiful products that solve, you know, niche issues that are growing, like key fobs and electronic. I mean, I'm in Los Angeles for the most part, and there's, you drop a pin into Dallas or Chicago or Los Angeles, and there's huge spikes of relay attacks and people's cars getting accessed or stolen. And this is 2022 tech.
Yeah.
That still can be compromised. Like, it's just the way it is.
It is. Yeah. I mean, more criminals are, I mean, the equipment to do this too is, you know, pretty cheap these days. You know, there's lots of online forums and other instructions on how to build devices to do relay attacks and things. So criminals, I think, are getting smarter. You know, they're not just doing smash and grab type things like they used to. They're getting a little more tech savvy. And I think that's, you know, another reason that we have to add that extra layer of protection, because, you know, my field is all about offensive security, and we're always hacking and breaking things, right? To, you know, and these companies, car companies especially, it's really hard to keep up with all these attacks and the way the technology advances. So they are interesting times for sure right now.
Yeah, it's pretty alarming just how much, like, social engineering and use of personal identifying information could really get someone with the interest pretty far. So, you know, people often say, oh, I have nothing to hide. And that's been kind of a reoccurring thing, or like, oh, no one cares about what I'm doing. It's like, well, if you give out your cell phone number, your real cell phone number, to companies, to anyone, and you utilize a key fob and utilize a cell phone, like, you're just bleeding information. And maybe to a certain extent, that's okay. But I think, as like a general focus, we shouldn't lose sight of the principles around how we should be sovereign as individuals, that we have control over our own destiny, that, you know, we're living a democratic society, at least in the US, and these are civil liberties, really, you know? So if you lose sight of those and all of a sudden they're gone, there's, you can't really, like, go back in time.
So, no, you can't. I mean, once you lose it,
one-way street.
Yeah, it's gone forever.
You want your organization to be secure and compliant and to have a healthy culture, but your employees' lack of awareness makes you vulnerable to data theft, fraud, and compliance penalties. It's frustrating that the boring static training content that's being used today has failed to improve employees' ability to defend against cyber attacks. At ClickArmor, we know that without using gamification, it's extremely hard to get staff to understand how to avoid threats. Our gamified simulations and challenges have provided a 50% average improvement in thousands of employees' ability to spot phishing threats. Go to clickarmor.ca/sharedsecurity to get your free gamified phishing assessment for up to 500 employees. You'll see quickly how gamified simulations can help your team be more resilient and compliant, and help avoid costly ransomware and fraud incidents. Let ClickArmor help you go from being an underappreciated, stressed out fall guy to being an innovative leader who's the catalyst for greater productivity in your organization.
I'm curious to know, just, you know, in terms of privacy, you know, thinking about the last couple of years, I mean, what in your opinion has been the biggest change that you've seen?
from like, if I look at the metrics of our business, we saw a rapid adoption of our products and what we offered during COVID because of contact tracing. When government entities are coming out publicly, it's very on the nose when they say, hey, we're going to track your whereabouts, who you're with, and we're going to hard pipe all that data to the government and share it so that the greater good's safe. And that's just BS. Like it's already happening, you know, to a certain extent, but when you come out and say that big time, how do you feel as a normal citizen? Like, it feels like, okay, this is creepy. This is like pretty brazen. And so silent products and the Faraday bags we make and the patents that we have and all these products that we're forming is like, utilize these. This gives you at least some sort of peace of mind and hope that you have control over this entirely complex, like, mistreated situation. So I think that was like a huge external factor for the metrics we saw in our business. But I think in general, like, even younger demographic understand, like, they don't want to be on Facebook. Like, maybe they lean into TikTok, which is extremely creepy, but I think there's a level of sharing information and autonomy that's growing. And you see that especially with the growth of blockchain and cryptocurrency and DeFi. And I think it's a really fun time to get you and your family or whatever to a sovereign place where you have more control over the say of what you're doing. It's good and bad. I think just like, at least maybe I'm biased, Tom, but I think maybe I'm a believer in an opportunistic outlook, but I feel that people are more aware of the consequences of what's happening. And there's been an insane amount of events over the years, and presidential elections, and like all these tools that we use are being used against us as well.
Yeah, it's we talk on the show about more stories in the news coming out about younger generation that are ditching their smartphones and going back to a flip phone, and I think there is some probably fashion thing that has to do with it. Yeah. It's like, it's cool, right? I got this old 1990s flip phone, right? Look at me. But it does make a statement that, you know, even the younger generation is starting to realize, like, you know, all these devices and the wireless and all this is just not good for my health, my mental health. So, you know, it's interesting to see some of this retro tech, as I call it, kind of making its way back, kind of like how fashions, you know, clothes and stuff come back after a while.
it's cyclical. It's great. I mean, I've said for years that I want to get back to having a flip phone. I think I'm a few years off from that, but definitely just not having my phone for an entire week is something that I do often. And for me, it's no big deal. You know, I kind of set the parameters of going into it for the people that may need to contact me, and there's kind of a plan. But for a lot of people, it's like, ooh, that's an impossibility, but it doesn't have to be. So it's cool to see, whether it's fashion or trends or whatever, like flip phones, let's bring it back. Love those things.
So what's new at Silent? Like, any new products or, you know, things that you guys are working on that our listeners might find interesting?
Yeah, I mentioned the collaboration, and the products have been live now. We have a lot in behind the scenes that I can't disclose right now, as far as more products for our inline. But some of the public stuff that we have is our new military offering, and we're working with different divisions and specialized teams within the Air Force and Army and that Navy that have a very like serious use case. So we're developing robust like backpacks and duffel bags and different carrying options to serve those needs, of which would be like RF signature management. Those are new, and also some of them are available to the general public. So if you want extremely over-engineered, beautiful, robust backpack that is like insane, comes at a high price, but those are available on the website as well. So that's kind of what's new. And we just launched a line of EMP protection bags. And I'm sure in your field, you don't talk a ton about EMP, but it's a real issue and a threat to electronics, which we also see on the military side. But we have like a generator bag if it's a large form. We have a solar EMP protection bag and then another larger form factor. So those are some of the latest ones. But I don't know, what would you like to see? We could put it into the R&D machine.
Yeah, I think I sent you a while ago, there was like this combination lock kind of thing that you take to the beach, you know, and you could, if you had a Faraday bag of that, you know, to kind of keep your stuff locked up, you know, it's not impossible to break into, but I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, so the latest collaboration that I just mentioned, the PackSafe Silent. So why we collaborated with them is that we have own patents and our tech lies in blocking wireless signal. And they've been a legacy brand that's always adopted like physical security elements to their products. So these bags are really slick. They have an exo mesh on the outside that can't be knifed open.
Nice.
So it's embedded behind the nylon. We have proprietary locking zippers. So they kind of like twist into each other and you could put like a little lock in there to lock them. And then each of the nylon straps for the backpack have woven in Dyneema. So you could actually like lock these things to different, like if you're in the airport, if you're at the beach, or if you're stepping away from your gear at a restaurant or a cafe, like someone could take a saw to it and get off, but like it's going to deter a lot of those physical threats. So, so maybe I already solved the problem.
I think you may have.
We'll have to get you set up with one.
I think I'm going to have to look into that because I want one of those. That's awesome. Well, cool. So
that's kind of the latest and greatest. And the team's grown quite a bit and we have some really, really, really cool things in the work. So stay tuned. Fourth quarter, bunch of new products. I'd love to chat with you about them again.
Yeah, very cool. Are you guys going to DEF CON this year?
Oh, yeah. Dang, I almost overlooked that one. So that's probably that's probably the biggest news. So we will be a vendor at DEF CON.
Sweet.
But we're also now the exclusive providers of DEF CON Faraday bags.
Oh,
so
awesome.
We've partnered with DEF CON. We have a collaborative set of products that are branded DEF CON with Silent Pocket. Beautiful, similar to our inline, but with sleek black on black logos, the DEF CON. This year's a big con. So it's really cool. It's at the Caesars Forum, which is a really unique, cool venue. And great organization. Love the guys. Love going to the show. We'll be there with a ton of products. Bring cash, card, whatever. Typically we stack up a lot of cash and we'll have the whole lineup. So awesome. That is actually the latest. And that's going to be announced, I guess, right now.
Perfect. That's great. We'll be out there as well. So I'll have to stop by and say hi. But
swing by the booth. I think there'll be four of us.
Awesome. Well, Aaron, this has been great. Great to catch up. So where can our listeners find out more information about Silent and your products?
Yeah, all things Silent, SLNT.com. Or on social, it's GoSLNT. So Go Silent. And this is our branding. So it's a little cryptic, but not too cryptic.
No,
so
I love
people love to ask what it is. So I think it's working out.
That's the point. It's great marketing. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got a hat, headphones on. We got a similar look going here today.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a Silent hat. I think that's my next thing I need to get. So
we'll send you one immediately.
Awesome. Very cool.
Great.
All right, Aaron. Well, this has been great. Awesome to catch up. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And by the way, we'll have links to everything we mentioned. Of course, the public things that Aaron's mentioned in our show notes. The video, of course, of Aaron's truck running over the Faraday bag, too. So you definitely want to check that out. But till next time, thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app, or leave us a rating and review. To catch all the latest from the show, visit our website, sharedsecurity.net, for all show notes and previous episodes. Follow us on Twitter at SharedSec, and join our Reddit community on the Shared Security Show subreddit. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week for another episode of the Shared Security Show.